Welcome, everybody, to another edition of NFL Hard Hits on Unscripted, Everything Unscripted podcast. I'm your host, Eric, and my co-host is Clarence. How are you, Clarence?
I'm good.
Tonight we'll be recapping, touching on final thoughts on the 2023 season, and recapping Super Bowl 58. So this will be the last NFL show for the season. We might come back in April, maybe recap the draft and stuff, but who knows? And we might do UFL stuff too next month. But yeah, before we get started, let's see. I want to do some final thoughts on the season. Let's do the Super Bowl first. So, my thoughts are that it was an interesting Super Bowl. The first half, first 40 minutes or so were kind of boring. But then it got interesting towards the end of the third and into the fourth, and obviously over. It was a interesting Super Bowl, to say the least, up until it got interesting. But San Francisco missed a lot of opportunities to, I think, blow out the Kansas City Chiefs. They let the Chiefs stay in the game. And I think that's ultimately why the Chiefs ended up winning. I thought the Niners were going to blow them out after that Christian McCaffrey touchdown. I thought the game was not over, but I thought they were going to put the game away. I thought this was going to be a blowout. What were your thoughts?
My thoughts was, it was, like you said, the first half was like real boring, to tell you the truth. I think both defenses came out to play. Kansas City's their plan did a good job limiting Kansas City in the first half with their defense. Going on, I would take Brock Purdy look good at times. But when we got into the second half, I think the 49ers really, like, shot themselves in the foot with the turnovers and letting up the scores.
Yep. City wasn't even moving the ball that great in the first half either. That's why I thought after the McCaffrey touchdown, oh, San Francisco's going to put this game away. They're going to blow this team out by 28-3 or something. It looked like it was heading towards that. It looked like it was heading towards a blowout. Did you feel that way too? After the McCaffrey touchdown?
I didn't think it was going to be a blowout. No. I always thought that's what it was. You can't bet against Mahomes. So I didn't think it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
I think the
49ers after,
I was saying, no, 49ers just came out, I think, more ready to play than Kansas City was. But then again, Kansas City is more like a comeback team in the playoffs. That's what they all been on in the league, a comeback team.
Yeah, as I said, the 49ers missed an opportunity to probably be up more at halftime. Once they were only up by 7 at halftime, and Kansas City was going to get the ball first in the second half, I said Kansas City's coming back and winning this game. That's when I knew Kansas City was probably going to win this game, because you keep giving more opportunities and keep leaving Kansas City in the game, especially Patrick Mahomes, you're going to lose, because this is what Patrick Mahomes does. He loves to make that comeback and well, his team no victory. And the game changed. It got interesting when once Kansas City took the lead. After that punt, muff punt for a touchdown, I think it gave them kind of new life because they were in that red zone and then they got a touchdown right away. Once I got that touchdown right away, I said, oh boy, we have a game on our hands, you know. And then San Francisco goes down and scores, and then they missed the extra point. And that was a big, big miss extra point because that went from 4-3, and all Kansas City needed to do was tie the game if they can't get a touchdown. That changed the impression of the game. What was your biggest turnaround for Kansas City in the game? Was it that?
I think it was that missed extra point. And then I think it was more like they played more not to lose than to win, especially when you got into overtime and then you hear their players talk about they don't know the rules of overtime. Whatever the rule changes in overtime, that's what really blew my mind.
I saw that article on Monday. I said, how do you not know that those overtime rules, they were invented after that 2 years ago? Like, I thought most of the players in the NFL knew overtime rules, especially in the playoffs. Like, wait, why? I was mind blown that San Francisco players didn't know that. Anyway, do you think San Francisco made a mistake by getting the ball first in the overtime?
I don't think so. I think it would be really being a mistake of kicking the field goal and not going for the touchdown.
Then if you don't get the touchdown, all Kansas City has to do is get a field goal to win. So I guess they wanted to get those points on the board. That way, if they don't get it, at least they're up. And it forced Kansas City to at least get a field goal instead of a field goal wins it anyway. But how do you think that called it down a fair game?
I have to say. I say you call it a fair game.
I think it was a fairly even game. Let's see the stats of penalties. I don't think there was that many penalties. They both had 6 penalties each. So, yeah, it was fairly even. I mean, as even as you can get. They both had 2 turnovers. This was an even league game as you can get. They both had 6 penalties, 2 turnovers. They went to overtime. It was back and forth in the second half. This turned into what could have been one of the worst scoring Super Bowls, turned into, I'd say, top 10 Super Bowl in my mind, because the overtime and the ending was epic. I mean, so if Kansas City didn't get the touchdown, they would have gotten their field goal and tied the game. It would have gone to second overtime where they just continue. Would the second overtime and then the new, would the rules apply again, or would it be just the first team to score afterwards?
If Kansas City would have scored a field goal, the game would have continued. technically,
okay.
He didn't.
So they went ahead to reset.
Technically, you don't really need to, because as you saw in that final play for a touchdown, was only 11 seconds left in overtime. They could have let the clock run out, and he wouldn't have had the game would have just went into double overtime.
Okay. So I wasn't sure if it was going to reset after, if they had tied it, and then the new rule was applied again, and they just reset and took
no.
up in overtime. So they just continue.
No, it goes
and then first score wins. So it would have been sudden death after that, whoever scores first. But
right.
What else? I thought Mahomes played a good game. I thought this was, of the three, I think this wasn't his best one, but he managed the game well. And you said Brock, I think Brock played all right for his first Super Bowl. I just think Christian McCaffrey played awesome. He had 80 yards. He had a total of 150 yards. He had 80 yards each of rushing and receiving. Exactly. San Francisco would have won, he probably would have been the MVP, maybe. But, yeah, Kansas City, Mahomes, I thought deserved the MVP. I don't know anybody else. Maybe Travis Kelce, but he didn't get in the end zone. Travis Kelce didn't come. He didn't have a good game until the end, but he's the reason why they kind of went to overtime. He had big catches. But any final thoughts before we talk about the season a little bit and then wrap it up?
I'm good.
Final thoughts on the season. I thought it was a good season. For the most part, it was a good season. You had some teams that had up and down seasons. You had teams like Eagles had a basically tail of two halves or started 10-1 and then collapsed after that. And then you had the Buffalo Bills that started slow out of the gate. And then after the Eagles lost, they went on a hot streak and just ran into Kansas City, which I still think they should have won that game in Buffalo, but that's not here or there. But, yeah, overall, the Kansas City Chiefs are your two-time defending champions again, and who would have thought they would have won the Super Bowl? I didn't think they were going to win the Super Bowl. I didn't think they had enough weapons. But Kansas City found a way, as they usually do. They found a way to get into the Super Bowl. Back-to-back champions. They're going for a three-peat next year. And I think they have a good chance of doing it because of what happened, unfortunately, what happened yesterday, that they have motivation to play for the city. And thoughts and prayers to those victims, too. Overall, it was a good season of football. Some disappointment, obviously, with our Eagles. But we saw Houston emerge as a future contender. We saw Detroit. As a future contender, Detroit had a great season. Houston had a surprise season. Unfortunately, Cincinnati, one of the darlings of the league the last few years, had a disappointing season, but they lost their quarterback in the middle of the season. So I think they'll be back next season. Cleveland, another surprise team. A disappointing team was probably another surprise team was the LA Rams, and then the Green Bay Packers sneaking into the playoffs. Disappointing team were the New York Giants. And after they made the playoffs a year prior, another disappointing team was probably, I want to say the Jets, because they lost their, they lost Aaron Rodgers in the first game. Miami collapsed like the Eagles did. What else? What are your final thought, overall final thoughts on this season?
Well, I'll say Eagles had like a good first half of the season, and then they fell apart. The Lions proved to be a young team to be out and look out for. I think this team's going to be really dangerous in the years to come. They get some experienced players and coaches. They can probably will make it to the Super Bowl, I think, in a couple of years. Baltimore was a letdown to me. Miami was also a letdown this season. Buffalo season, I will say, was filled with more the heart and determination and how they made it to the playoffs, especially after the Eagles game, when it was question marks getting in. Pittsburgh, he's just do a hard reset on that whole team whatsoever. And that's really it.
And Dallas with Dallas, wasn't it? At the end of the day, Dallas with Dallas. I forgot about that. The Raiders are the Raiders. I expect the Jets to be better next year because Aaron Rodgers is going to be motivated to play great. Maybe. Who else? Miami is going to be better. I expect the Eagles to be better. I don't know what's going on with the Reddick situation, but the Eagles are going to be a different team next year. Let's put it that way. We may have to do a show that's on the Eagles. Kind of just talking about the off-season stuff. What else? Dallas was great kind of in the regular season, and they get blown out at home against Green Bay. It was a fairly surprise team at the end. Minnesota, I think they need a reset. Chicago Bears, what are they going to do with the quarterback situation? Are they going to, because they have the number one pick again, are they going to draft another quarterback, or are they going to keep Justin Williams? Arizona, you have Kyle Murray. Is he going to stay in Arizona? Seattle, are they going to reset? Do they have a new coach now? What are they going to do at quarterback? You have Denver, who seems like they're up and coming. Russell Wilson has a fairly, if you want to say, second half, he had his comeback, kind of a comeback towards the end, but then he got benched. So we'll see what Sean Payton, what Denver does with Russell Wilson. Where does he end up? There's a lot of questions this offseason, and we might have to do a show on that. And, yeah, it was another great season, Cliff. It was great talking to all of you, as usual. And probably do a show sometime in a month or two just to catch up and maybe even do the UFL, as I said earlier. But thanks, Clint, for a great season. And
all right.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, talk to you later. Later.
Yeah, bye, Clint. Listen to us tomorrow night. Everything that's good to us, the podcast. We'll be doing, Boxman will be on for to be a judge. Myself, Doug, and Daniel will be presenting our prior to our WCW reunion. That should be fun. And then Saturday, Unscripted Unlimited, listen to Daniel and Doug. For that, they'll be continuing their series with Marvel and DCS thing. I'm not sure if Bobby's going to be on again. And then Sunday for the Stabcast Minion Daniel. Later, guys.
Is young Happy Gilmore nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke. Shooter from the sand, playing like he really wants that jacket. Happy Gilmore answers right back with a birdie. Happy